Good morning. With us, our political observer, Alan Shartok. Alan, let's head up to New York's 19th congressional district, where Congressman incumbent Republican Chris Gibson is taking on Sean Eldridge, the Democrat. The newest Siena poll finds 58% to Gibson, 35% to Eldridge,
a 23-point lead for Gibson. Meanwhile, you spoke with Sean Eldridge yesterday. He seems confident about the race.
Let's face it, if you're in the second position when it comes to a poll, you always say, oh, the only poll that counts is the poll on Election Day. And then you say things like, I've cut his lead in half. But out comes the Siena poll, which is very respected, and shows that you haven't done any such thing, that Gibson has been maintaining this huge lead all along and is still maintaining the lead. I tell you, Sean Eldridge is a good man. He is taking on, of course, a guy in Chris Gibson who is a tremendously popular person in his district, who hews to both the Democratic side on some issues and the Republican side on others, and has really positioned himself to win a second term. Now, he has, of course, put himself in a position where he has said, from day one, he won't be in office for more than 8 years. In other words, he's self-term limited. I've always wondered about the advisability politically of doing that, but that's what he's chosen to do. And he's a PhD. He's a guy who has taught at West Point. He's been a battalion commander in Iraq and Afghanistan, I believe. And he has worked his tail off in his district. So I'm not surprised by these results. I know that they're consistent with what the internals are showing.
Alan, let's turn to the issue of hydrofracking.
Sure.
And there's a report about that in the paper today, the Times Union, but the governor had referenced that the report would be coming out by the end of the year. In this latest story, it refers to the health commissioner as the ultimate decider. It's what the science is going to decide, but of course, we see it's a little bit different when it comes to Ebola quarantines.
Well, yes. Cuomo has been severely criticized because he says, in the case of the Marcellus Shale and of the hydrofracking, let the scientists decide. He says, I'm not a scientist, and we have to have that done by those people who know the best. On the other hand, as you just point out, that in the Ebola case, he has superseded what the CDC and some others have said and has had to really seriously backtrack on what he originally said in terms of quarantine. We had the president of the United States calling that nurse who just was sent back to her home and congratulating her on her courage, which I think is a slap in the face of both Christie and Cuomo. There are those people who know Andrew Cuomo well enough to know that he does not truck independence in his state agencies. He's a guy who has his hand on the throttle. And when something like this happens, it raises the suspicion that after the election, out comes the health department report, and then we'll see what happens.